This recording, Argentina 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and for and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a hoose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for her beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath.
I just finished school, so I felt like doing something different before starting college. Oh. So I'm going to study design next year, and I took a year off and travel and know different people, different culture. Graphic design. I'm not sure, but I probably want to do that. In Argentina, it's going nowadays it's growing a lot of career. It's growing a lot. A lot of people studying, as well as cinema, theater. A lot of people doing that.
Yeah,
I actually don't. I'm not going to study cinema, but I like Wes Anderson. Yeah, his films are very rare. You have to be more like a calm but cynic person to understand his movie. He's like funny, but in his way. I love him. I actually never been here. I had the opportunity to travel a lot with my family in the past year, so I knew what it was to travel, but just to start in my first job and my first time I living alone in another country. I don't know. I knew a lot of people that had this before. I don't know if it's well said. And they told me it was like very easy. You get a job and you can pay your rent weekly and you can...